12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everyone, welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode number 19. I have some awesome players with me. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, whose parents are much more capable at things than she has ever been in her life, it turns out. But that might where it has already worked in our favor.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, erstwhile film director, documentarian, and video store clerk, and apparently now vampire, hunter, monster, killer. Okay.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing Bailey, who is also just a hunter or something now, and think her friend's parents are cooler than her parents, to be honest.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Maribel Ochoa, and she is so ready for this montage and going to kick some supernatural butt.
Hey, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove. I'm actually playing Cecil this time. I am not currently possessed, to my knowledge, in-game. Out of game, who knows?
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
All right, so this is a good time for a recap. Basically, Brian Pickman is the owner of Strange Seattle, and he let you look through his back catalog of literally 30 years of stuff, and you found a picture of Mira's dad with a Tom Selleck stash and a bandolier of wooden stakes. So you went to Mira's dad, and he was like, yeah, that was me. And showed this whole big room full of weapons and body armor and whatnot. You guys did a training montage where he showed you how to shoot the guns and what to do. Because he's like, you know, I can't keep you out of danger, so I might as well make sure you're at least protected as best as possible. So you decided that Cecil was like, look, we need to find out what actually happened with Bacon. Did he really die? My gut, which has taken on the personification of Bacon, is saying no, and we need to go find out what's what. Through some searching, you found out that there's a building, basically a huge old radio building down pretty close to UW, where the men in black are found on a pretty normal basis, like they're seen around the area a lot. So you have all gone, it's nighttime, you are outside of the chain link fence, and that's where we're going to pick it up. So you're all standing out in front of this Art Deco radio building. It's been abandoned for a while. It does look oddly well kept, though. There's not like windows broken out. In fact, the windows look like they've been blacked out. There's razor wire at the top of this big fence. You don't see anybody anywhere around. I will say that it would, in your kit of stuff, if you want something, you can say, hey, you know, I want to use my this or that, like flashlights and whatever. I'm not going to have you, like, was it in your inventory? But just let me know how you want to proceed.
That is a good question.
Would I have, like, a bolt cutter thing in the family truckster to cut the fence?
I think that every good camera crew that is trying to get into places where they shouldn't be probably has one. And that's another question. Bailey, are you shooting this as well?
Did we discuss that at all?
That's why I'm asking now.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, again, we've moved more into monster killer than monster recorder.
True.
But we also now have jobs at the newspaper.
True. We do need to record something.
Right. So, yeah, I think it would make sense for me to have the camera on deck, but I don't know how good the footage is going to be. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll
you have photography as a skill, right?
Yes, but I'm thinking, like, what if I get murdered?
That won't need a roll then for photography. But we'll get those rolls. What if I get murdered? Yeah, that's usually a deterrent to work.
Good art.
Good art. So you have bolt cutters, you have the camera, you have your guns, you have all the stuff. Why doesn't everybody give me a stealth roll? Because it's your favorite thing to roll.
It really is not.
Oi.
We're going to average these together, though, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what everybody rolls.
Okay.
I did not make it.
Okay, one person.
I did not make it.
I did not make it.
You did not
crap.
So we have two made it and three that did not. All right. So you guys cut through the fence and you're on the other side and you make your way across to the building and you notice that the front door is just slightly open.
I never trust a slightly open door.
No.
No, this feels like a trap.
Yep.
Trappity trap trap.
Yep.
Is there like light inside? Is it dark?
Dark.
Completely dark. Yeah, I have no desire to approach.
Can we go around on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's sneak around, see if there's another way in.
Yes.
So for those of you, obviously all of us have been in L.A., it's kind of like one of those downtown L.A. Art Deco buildings where they have the large windows between columns almost that go up the side of the building that are rounded off, and then in between each column is a large window that stretches up pretty high. And as you're going around, you see several of those windows, and then there's another entrance in the back, and that one has a big lock on it.
Ooh, bigger than our bolt cutters?
No. Or you could try to jimmy a window. It's up to you.
I think we do maybe a snippy snip on this lock here.
Yeah. I think that.
Yep.
Yes.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, and we can try, like, let's make sure we could try to, like, open a window just in case. Like, you know, you never just have one fire exit.
I can't argue with that. Well, I guess we see, should we see if the lock succumbs, or do we want to look for a window at the same time? Was it likely that there's a window we could open with those stylized panel windows? Do those open?
That's a good point. Let me, actually, because you're looking, and because you're doing the architecture thing, do you have architecture? Because that's totally a thing. Archaeology, I'm thinking. What do you have?
I have history, and I have high art. Could that be combined into art history?
Okay, give me a luck roll. Let's do a luck roll.
Okay. Yeah. Did I pay attention in class? All right. Wait. Okay, right. So that's 50.
Your skills are like Voltron.
That's what I want. 66. Well, my luck is 70, so we cleared it, yes.
So we're going to say that these particular windows have been made to, like, they go up really high, but the first pane is really long, and the second pane is kind of small, so people can open them up to, you know, air out offices or whatever. So you can, if you want, open up one of those windows. Either way is valid.
I am thinking about what if there's an alarm, and I don't know how we would circumvent that. Do we want to risk that before the lock snip or after?
Well, I mean, if we open the locked door and there's an alarm, then we're going to set it off anyway.
True.
I guess it's true. I guess I just really don't want to open a window and be the one to set off the alarm.
I will do that. That's fine. Don't
worry. Sick. Great. Thank you. I just feel a little antsy.
Yep.
So, Mira, give me just a strength roll.
18.
Oh, wow. So, nice. Yeah, no problem. Able to jimmy it open pretty easily. You don't feel much resistance.
Let's say that I brought a crowbar just in case.
And yeah, so the window's open. Do you want to snip the lock as well?
Could serve as a good distraction if we're going in the window, but we manage to set off anything at a door. They're going to run for that.
Also true. And also a good escape route.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way easier to dash through a door than it is to try to climb up through a window. All right, so you snip the lock. You don't have to worry about rolling for that. So which way do you want to actually go in? Window or door?
I guess for that, let's go through the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go through the window and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So you each go through the window. You find yourself in what looks to be an empty classroom with three desks and a chalkboard. The chalkboard is full of all these different mathematical equations. It looks like trigonometry or something like that. And there's also toys just in different spots around the floor. And you look and you see there's a doorway out into a hallway.
I'm taking in this whole trig, but then like small children's toys?
Yep. And there's only like three desks. It's not like a full flotilla of desks. I don't know why I wanted to say it that way.
I feel like Cecil's murmuring to herself, like, got an indoctrination program happening. I wonder, what the?
Yeah.
Are they raising, like, their alien children here?
Yeah, or child experiments?
Maybe.
Boys of Brazil kind of situation?
Human children into, I don't know.
Can you make me a knowledge check, Cecil in particular?
Yeah, knowledge?
That's education. Sorry.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Too many years playing the old version of Call of Cthulhu.
Are all of us making that check?
Nope, just her.
I got a 55 under my 81.
All right. You look at it for a few minutes, you get a little bit of a headache, and then you realize what the answer is. You look at the entire mathematical equation, and you can figure out exactly what the final number is. It looks like it's trajectory and landing coordinates, like how to land a spaceship on a particular area. It looks like very complicated math, but you understand it.
Don't want to alarm anyone, but this... Well, actually, I do want to alarm everyone. This feels like coordinates, trajectories for perhaps landing a craft of some sort. I'm going to go out on a limb and say a UFO of some sort.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wait, how do you know that?
Yeah,
is there like...
Because I passed more than basic math in school. Like, it's part of the whole coding computer thing.
This looks really advanced.
There's basic math.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being intelligent enough to figure out their math problem.
No. We're not challenging you at all. I was going to ask, hey, it's probably like... You could tell that the speed of the aircraft was moving at a, you know... pace that is impossible for current things or something. Like, things stick out all the time. I totally got it.
It's a very advanced word problem. A locomotive is traveling at 7,000 miles per hour as it enters the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, one, Bailey, make sure to record all this.
Yes.
Two, Cecil, does it say where?
Like, I need a map or...
I'm going to say there is a map of the United States on the wall, like any other elementary school might have. And if you look on it, you can figure out that the landing coordinates are actually where you're standing.
I've found more information that is also alarming. Those coordinates are... We're standing on them. Exactly right in a formula for the exact time, so maybe?
Did anyone get a look at the roof of this place before we came in? Did we miss a landing pad, perhaps?
We didn't get a look. We should go take a look.
Yes.
That feels...
But before we leave, can I roll a spot hidden as I'm filming? So looking around, using that sick night vision... Being artistic. Ooh, that's a 21 under my 47.
The one thing that you do notice is that the layer of dust and disarray in this room tells you that it's probably been years since children were here. Possibly a couple of decades.
Is there, on the board, does it look like
Like there's dust on the chalkboard. Does that also
look
old?
Okay. That looks old as well.
Let me just meta relay this as I'm describing it. So yeah, I'm describing it. Looks kind of messed up. And perhaps, yeah, we should get back outside because there might be some sort of, I don't even know. What if they're dust men, you know? Now I'm realizing I'm a little more peaked, hyped in
but
a bad
what
way.
It seems like if nobody's been here for that long, then the spaceship probably already landed, and maybe that's where we got the men in black in the first place.
Yeah, true. That's what I'm thinking.
Or they indoctrinated them early to be prepared because they're more susceptible when they're children.
Also possible.
But then why wouldn't anyone have come here in all these intervening years if they were expecting something?
Maybe they already did. I mean, you're right. Maybe they already have been through here, but I feel like we should still check out the rest of the place because we're here to try to find some information about Beacon and try to get some men in black on camera. And I feel like we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
And for all we know, it's a Manchurian candidate sort of situation.
Exactly.
Too. They've been waiting to trigger them. We just don't have enough info unless we go look.
Yeah, exactly. True.
All right. So where do you want to go? I mean, this is a classroom. There's a big old hallway.
Well, before we go deeper in, I do want to just check the roof since we're right next to our exit. I just want to see if I can see.
You want to pop out and look up?
Yeah. Do a quick like.
It goes up pretty high and it's difficult to tell whether or not it's a flat top or not. You'd have to climb up there and see.
That tall.
Okay. Yeah, it's
good to know.
Well, I mean, it's probably like 10 to 12 stories, but you just can't see anything about the roof from where you're at. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Which way do you all want to go? Like, how do you want to proceed? Do you want to go up or do you want to look around this first floor some more?
I kind of want to look around the first floor.
Let's explore.
Mm-hmm. Super agree.
You all start looking around. And it is dark. There's light coming in a little bit, but not a lot. And you've got your camera on night vision, but what about the rest of you? Are we...
Maybe like a flashlight, but like a hand cupped over it so it's not so bright.
Okay, sounds good. The way that this first floor is set out is that there's a big circular hallway, and then there's all of these different rooms. Most of them are offices and obviously have been cleared out for a long time. There is a staircase that goes higher up and down actually as well. You notice that there's a couple of offices that look like they possibly were other classrooms. Again, with different activities to do. Like one looks specifically like it's for more of a gymnastics kind of feel, a little bit bigger room with places for kids to run and to use trampolines and things like that. But most of that stuff has been broken or has a ton of dust on it. And then there's a room of old radio equipment that is broken down. It's been quite a while since it's been used. But again, it looks like it's for educational purposes. And that's what you find.
Do all of the classroom-ish places have only three desks?
Yeah, there's only three desks.
Okay, all right.
Is there anything interesting about the desks? Like little drawings or scratches of a name?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering.
Kind of normal, yeah.
Sure, give me a spot hit and roll, and we'll see if there's any extra stuff.
I love a spot hidden.
Yes, I got a 10 under my 60.
I got a 17.
I got a 3.
Ooh, I got a 34 under my 35.
Nice.
Okay, so you all are looking in the last room with all of the computer equipment. And on one of the desks carved in to the side, it says CM.
CN or CM?
M as in mountain.
CM. Oh, I don't like that.
No, I'm definitely looking at Cecil.
Yep, I take a look at her like,
I hope that I would remember this, but if there was a government brainwashing program happening or a Men in Black, or I don't know. I've also been like four people in the past 48 hours. I don't know what's happening anymore, guys.
Yep, no, that has not escaped my memory.
Yeah.
Right.
You hear what sounds to be a door close somewhere on the first floor.
Like a hard close or a soft close?
Hard close.
Okay.
What were you going to say, Saint?
I was just going to say, I remember that door that we were like, ooh, watch out, and then did not check and see if there was a person near it when we came in from the other side. So
I think we know there's somebody here.
Somebody.
There's
somewhere.
Probably always somebody.
I mean, you just don't get that many reports of the Men in Black around one location.
Question. The room we're in with the tech, we're in a room with tech, right?
Right.
Does it all look like basic, like normal human tech, or is there anything weird about it?
No, there's definitely some more advanced alien tech mixed in with it. Why don't you do me a education roll again?
All right, let's see. Let's try these dice that'll probably also fail me. Oh, you gotta be shitting me. I got an 82 over my 80.
Do you want to spend a point of luck?
I fucking do.
Okay. So you walk over to where this large amount of electronics are with these weird conductors, and some of it is earthbound, some of it is not. And you just reach out without even thinking about what you're looking at and click on the right switch, and suddenly everything alights. And the sound of Ronald Reagan's first inaugural speech starts to come over the airwaves as you're standing there. Can I get a resolve roll for you, please?
For all of us?
No, for her in particular.
Oh, okay.
Dice, I don't understand you. I got 73 over my 70.
Okay, so let's see here.
Dice, you're doing me dirty. I don't understand.
The reason the rest of you don't have it is because you don't have the same fear of the conspiracy as Cecil does.
You might after this game.
Cecil, you take 6 points. So do me a favor and make a roll. Oh, a 50-50 luck check. So if you roll under 50%, it means that you're just kind of scared and stunned. Otherwise, something happens.
Well, something happens, Wes.
What'd you get?
74.
All right, so roll me a four-sided die.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This is what happens when I have a week to think.
Yep. Note to self, never give Wes preparation time.
Yeah, don't, because it's just bad.
Yeah, it is. Two.
All right, so you freeze in place, just staring at the machinery as Reagan's voice comes over the speaker, and suddenly you're in a classroom yourself with a uniform on, sitting at a desk next to Bacon and a third child that you can't see. And the teacher is going over how to use interstellar radio frequencies as well as frequencies that are used with Earth. It's as if you've pulled back in time to when you were probably, I'm going to say 10 or 11 at the time. So 80, 81 or 80, whenever the speech was. And then suddenly you're back in your body again. The lights are low and the flashlights are dimmed, and you're just staring as the sound of Reagan's voice trails off as the machinery slowly goes off.
And what did we all see?
Nothing. Her just standing there staring.
Okay. Just making sure.
Cecil is just, once able to do anything again, is just trembling. Like, hand is still hovering over the switch that she just flipped. But, like, it's just this full body, like, she was turned into jello.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Are you Cecil?
Yeah, that was my
favorite. That's a valid question.
That is a valid question.
Tell us if you're not.
Yes, But I, it, maybe my whole life is a lie right now. And I, I'm very confused. I am very uncomfortable. I'd like to not be here anymore. Like immediately.
Like here in the building or here in this room?
I mean, anywhere, but preferably at least out of this building. Something is really wrong here.
Do you remember?
You know, they always talk about people having flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Like an acid flashback?
I guess. I've never had one. But maybe I should start taking acid and all the drugs now because who cares anymore? But I think I used to go here like a long time ago, but I don't remember doing that. And that's bad.
So when you said indoctrinating the children, you meant it.
You're the children. You're okay.
Wait, like your mom dropped you off here, like for school?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm also not really, I got like a flash. It's not like everything came rushing back. And Bacon was here too. And mystery suitor number 3. I don't know. I would like to leave, please.
Okay,
let's get you out of here.
Yep, all right.
I point my camera at the equipment, even though it did nothing for us. Like, absolutely
nothing. No, I mean, it's still, you know that it's alien technology just by looking at it. It doesn't fit the time period. The metals look a bit off. But yeah, she froze. And then when she unfroze, she started trembling and, you know, obviously was very distressed by whatever she saw.
So we also didn't hear the Reagan or anything like that.
You guys did, yes.
Oh, we did, okay.
Just, oh, yes. We did? That, yeah. Okay.
It just sounded like a recording to you all, though. Like,
right.
Okay. It didn't trigger anything in your brain except for, oh, yeah, Reagan was in office back then. Yeah. You know?
Right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, definitely record all this stuff.
I just kind of grab hold of Cecil and helping her walk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you walk out into the hall because, you know, there's the T hall where the hallway comes in. And that particular hallway that's supposed to go to where the door is just not there anymore. It looks like the wall just appeared there.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like any of this. And now they're playing more games with me and I'm... And us, and what the fuck?
Was there a window in the room we just came out of?
It was in the center of the building. Do you want to go back into where the window was that you came in? Just to clarify, the window with the hallway was circular. It was in the center of...
All right, yeah, let's go back to where we... Let's retrace our steps.
Okay.
Looking for our steps literally in the dust to go right back.
So as you're looking at your own footsteps... You notice another pair of footsteps that doesn't line up with the rest of them. Somebody is walking the halls or something, and you make your way to where the first classroom was. And when you enter it, you notice that there is a steel shutter that has been lowered across the entire window.
I think we've made a mistake.
Is this the ship? Bailey is just yelling, is this the ship? Did we go into an alien spaceship?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, let's go sit down. Let's check the door. We opened the door too.
But no, that's where
the hallway to the door has been blocked off by a new wall that just appeared there.
What about the hallway to the front door?
That too is gone.
Oh.
Okay. That's.
And then
they have sealed off the entire outside of the building.
All right. Is there stairs still going up?
Yes. And down.
So are we in like a basically trapped in a tower situation?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like there's a cylinder that we're now stuck in.
Yep.
And you can walk up and walk down. Okay.
Right.
This feels like a spaceship.
All right.
What the heck?
Yes, but I hate to... Cecil, if your memory is right, then... You could know more about this than any of us could.
Mm-hmm. Keyword there being could. And that is the problem here is I don't remember
We could keep going into rooms.
Oh, good. I would like to have some more extremely traumatizing, triggering. So thank you.
Fair.
That's definitely going to happen regardless at this point.
I mean, I have a little bit of psychology and a lot. Like, I have a little bit of psychology and a lot of occult. And we can do a ritual to, like, help jog your memory and get you back into that state, like, where you might be able to, like, control what you remember.
That sounds way too close to having somebody in my head.
No, not. It would be only you going through your own head. 0% anyone else in your head.
Have I mentioned how much time I've spent in my head lately? It's a place that exists that I don't think anybody else would want to be in. I don't particularly want to be either right now, for once.
Okay, I was just, because we're trapped here right now.
I'm aware. I am trying my best not to just start screaming and running down the hall.
So I think our only choice, honestly, is to keep exploring to find a way out. And I'm really sorry, Cecil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying I'm not going to purposefully add on to that any more than I need to.
Totally fair.
No,
totally
reasonable. No, totally fine.
That's really fair.
No magic on your head. Have you considered meditation, maybe? You want to try that then? Since we have nothing else?
Let's leave that for after. Let's just try to... Okay. Let's go upstairs.
Do you want to go up or do you want to go down?
Up seems like the better option because maybe more windows. Down seems like less potential exits.
Because it'll be in the basement.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's go up till they force us back down.
Yep.
All right.
Don't give him ideas.
Now.
Oh, he's already got ideas. You know that.
I do.
This isn't my first rodeo. Going up, it's like any office building. Every level has a door that you can go in, you know. Oh, and there are elevators. I'm just throwing that out there. You do find elevators, I forgot to mention. They look like the old-time 1920s elevators with the really cool looking, you know, slow arm
cage. Oh, yep.
That go up.
Cool. So like a cage that we could voluntarily walk into.
Yeah, exactly. And not be
giving you all of your options.
We're fit. We'll walk.
You walk up the... So how many do you want to just go to the top floor, or are you going to check out any of these other levels?
I mean, my thought was just go up one more level and try and see, because at least maybe we could get out a window and jump for it.
Okay.
That's my thought. It's up to not just me, because apparently I'm extremely suspect at this point and didn't even know it.
You're a little sus. Just a little.
Just, you know.
To be fair, I didn't even make the CM connection until you started freaking out. And then I was like, oh. I was thinking about chocolate or... that's really the only thing that came to my head. But yeah.
Chocolate, marshmallows.
Chocolate, yeah.
All right.
Some good stuff.
Go to the second floor. Again, a bunch of empty rooms. There's one room that has a metal door on it. And it says, Bio Android Computer Operated Node.
What now?
Wait, biocomputer? Biocomputer, yeah. Sounds bad. That sounds like...
Bio-Android. It says bio-Android computer Android. Operated oh. node.
Oh, I... We're going to find like a human brain in there connected to a computer or something. Mm-mm.
No, bio-Androids. That sounds like what had my parents.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was the shape-shifting Android thing.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'd forgotten about those.
So yeah, it says bio-Android computer operated node.
Okay.
I'm going to get a shot of that while we decide.
Oh yeah, well, definitely.
We're
going to
back up.
We definitely got all this.
Yeah, are we backing up from this? Is there like anything around the door that seems interesting or...
Well, it's not like any of the rest of them. It looks like a hardcore, this is a computer lab kind of situation.
Maybe there are controls in there. We can get the new
hallways.
Walls to go away.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe shut down the bio androids from there.
Maybe we could all be sent screaming to our deaths. So there's a lot of maybes right now.
That could happen out here. We're literally trapped in a space tower where they used to kidnap children.
Yeah, and I'm not excited about bio android.
Neither
am I.
But the node part, that means it might not be an android in there, right?
Might
right.
Not, but
it could be a different
be.
Equipment thing.
But
No, the word node kind of, it hints at something that controls these androids.
Right. So why don't we...
Like a hub.
Give it a chance. Yeah.
Well, if you all want to go in there...
Why do I feel like I'm about to be full of regret?
I mean, you can stay out here. You don't have to come in.
Yeah. Let's just see if we can even open it.
I just go and try the door.
It slides open easily.
Oh, I was thinking this was like a sealed, you know, whatever.
No, it seems to just respond to human force pretty easily. It just slides right open as if the power is on.
I shine my flashlight into the room before I walk in.
You see banks of computers, a ton of different screens. None of them are on right now. And you see what seems to be several, it looks like bodies underneath a white tarp next to a large machine. Kind of looks like a gigantic vat of some sort that's empty.
We've been in the game long enough to know that whatever's under those sheets is 50% going to sit right up if we make too much noise, or perhaps in a moment, right now. But anyone good on computers want to sneak in there or something? I have no computer knowledge.
I have a feeling that all eyes at that point would turn to Cecil.
Probably. This room screams Cecil.
It kind of does.
I'll make a deal. You... I'll get out firearms now and have them at the ready. And I'll consider doing what I do where computers are concerned.
Okay. That's fair.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have my 9mm unholstered.
All right.
Because I'm not down for spook house scares. I had enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm perfectly fine just smashing all these up with a crowbar to begin with, but, you know.
Also true. Well, once we get them on tape.
Right.
So you walk in. Cecil, give me a knowledge roll again.
I got a 17 under my 81.
Nice.
Wow.
All right. So you walk right up and you just automatically know which things to turn on and which way to turn them on, like how, you know, which computers go first and monitors and all that, and everything flashes to light. And the name flashes across again, the bio-android computer operation node, or Bacon.
Bacon. I was just about to say, oh shit, it's Bacon, it's Bacon, it's Bacon, it's Bacon, guys.
Flashes across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Son of a gun.
I figured it out the second time you said it, and I was just like, shit.
Goddamn.
Flashes up, and the operating system kicks in. And Bacon's face flashes on the screen and says,
"Hello, what can I do for you today?"
Oh, I am not here for this Max Headroom bullshit. what? I don't even know what to ask.
Tell it to turn off the guards in computer.
Beep boop. Are there keyboards, or does it look like it's just, like, audio input?
There's a keyboard, and there's also some kind of, almost, it reminds you of a Star Wars hub that, you know, when R2-D2 was trying to open the door, and there was a circular key-like thing, there looks to be some kind of circular input there.
I'm going to do a quick check that the computer needs keyboard input by going Bacon, just to see if it responds to voice.
Is that you, Cecil 3?
Excuse me?
Is that you, Cecil 3?
What's the 3 part on... Why are you calling me Cecil 3?
I'm sorry, I thought that was your designation. Are you a different number?
I honestly have no idea. Are you Bacon 1?
No. I'm the operating system. I don't go outside this room.
We would like to go outside this room. So is there a way that we could just, like, open up some doors to the outside of this building?
Emergency escape routes are outside down the fire escape or through the downstairs engine rooms.
Tell me more about these, engine rooms?
Engine what?
they have been turned on. They will be fully charged in about 20 minutes, and liftoff has been initiated. It's just a matter of time.
Can we go ahead and just turn off those engines? That would be great. Can you do that from here for me, buddy?
Unfortunately, Mother's the only one with access to that code, or, of course, Father.
So you said something about a fire escape. Let's go back to that. Where?
It's on the top of the roof. It goes down the side of the building.
Can you tell me how many beings are in this building currently? Not counting us.
At least 50, including 5 Cecils and 14 bacon units. What is your designation again?
It's whatever you would like it to be to not rat us out.
It's not in my program to rat out my sister.
And Cecil's just like fighting the urge desperately to just vomit at this point.
Why don't we make a resolve check for everyone, because you all hear that interaction.
Jesus.
Yikes. I have so many questions.
I do too. Also, I kind of want to look under the sheets.
I do
look
too.
Under the sheets. Yep.
Believe me. Ooh, I got a 6, so I clearly made mine.
I got a 52 under my 70.
My resolve already took a hit, so is it current resolve or is it...
Current resolve.
Current.
Well, fuck.
Oh, that's not good for you at all, because this
is
a lot.
No, because my dice hate me, and this is... Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it be? If somebody was going to go insane in this, I guess Cecil makes the most sense at this moment.
Michelle, did you make it?
Yes, 18 under my 70.
So everybody but Cecil made it. Pooja, did you make it?
Yeah, 52 under my 70.
Awesome, okay. Oof, okay.
Great, I like oof. Oof is great.
Oof is not good. Oof is not good. We're locked in here with you.
Thanks.
Yes. You're stronger than you look.
Thank you, Mira, for being supportive, whereas, you know, Sean is edging towards the door.
No, I mean that in the, like, you bashed my head up into a wall way, and,
oh, yes,
like,
also
I would
true.
Really like to go.
All right, so yeah. You lost 20 points.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shnikey.
You lost 20 points. The GM takes over the scene and says what happens.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Sorry, okay. Everybody. Well, this will be a real short episode.
Sorry, everybody.
You freak out and take out your gun and start shooting the computer, just letting loose with as many bullets as possible into all of the different monitors and computer things. And it shuts down, but all of a sudden, an alarm turns on outside. And you run over and throw the sheet back. And there are a bunch of adolescent-aged Bacons and Cecils inside of sealed bags, as if waiting to be opened and used. And you stumble back a few feet, all of you, and you run out into the hallway where all of the sounds of stuff is going on. You hear the sounds of feet coming towards you, and... You suddenly get a sense, you start remembering your past. The fact that you lived inside a room with like an Intellivision, but you never really went outside very often, and Bacon was your only friend. And he sometimes would say strange things, but you both said strange things, so it didn't really matter. And you look down at your hands, and you realize that you're home. Footsteps are coming. What do you guys want to do?
Fuck you, Wes.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Well, I think at this point, Cecil is just going bananas. So if nobody stops her, she's like reloading the gun and heading towards footsteps.
Nope. Definitely stopping that. And okay. Maribel, yeah, if you could get one arm and...
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So you take this moment to seize Cecil. Why don't we do a brawl roll? Everybody giving me a brawl roll.
Okay.
This is going to be the one time that I do really well on a roll, I bet.
Ooh, I missed the brawl roll.
I was supposed to
Unarmed.
Unarmed.
Unarmed. Sorry.
Unarmed.
Again.
No, it's, no,
it's under fighting brawl.
Oh, it's fighting brawl. Sorry.
Oh, my lord.
That's great, because I don't have that skill, so this is going to be great.
Holy
I called it. I got an 11 under 25.
Oh.
I got a 24 under my 25.
I got a 15 under my 25.
Are we all jumping? I got a 4 under my 25.
Wow, that's a critical success.
Oh, wow.
My goodness gracious. Really? I just got a 24 under my 25.
There we go.
The one time we've all succeeded. Great.
Put a check mark. Put a check mark.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to gag her at this point, too, because if she's restrained, she's going to probably start screaming because she's going banana pants now.
You jump forward. Cecil is trying to load her weapon and is shaking and like just on the edge of going completely chaotic. And Maribel, with her almost lumberjack-like reflexes, slams into Cecil, and the gun gets knocked out of her hands, and the rest of you just pile on top of her. She's shaking and screaming. And you hear two groups of people coming from both edges of the hallway, and you hear the clicks of guns because you're all laying on top of Cecil. And on one side, you hear in a woman's voice, "Cecil, dear, it's okay, relax. You're all right.
Fuck you.
It's okay."
No, it's not okay.
"The night is peaceful."
No, is this a code word? Shut up. I hate everything you're saying.
Oh, no.
"The night is peaceful."
No. And then on the, can we react to that? Code word, what?
Oh, boy.
On the other side, you hear a man's voice. "Sweetheart, the night is your friend. The night will not hurt you."
No.
And the voices start getting closer, and you guys look up, and you see a woman probably in her late 20s, dressed up in a 1950s outfit, like she's got like Donna an apron Reed. On, Donna Reed yeah. thing, and then she's got a bunch of men in black behind her, and then on the other side is a man in a white shirt with a pencil black tie with green scales and a lizard face.
Motherfucking lizard people.
What? Alien lizards?
We're all gonna be massive conspiracy theories at the end.
I kind of grab Cecil's face and turn her towards me so she has to look at me. And I just start saying, "You're still our Cecil. You're still our Cecil. You're still our Cecil." I just keep repeating that.
I am, and I would really like to murder them right now, please.
What do you all want to do? Cecil has been disarmed. The rest of you are on top of her, and these two groups are starting to merge, saying the same words over and over again. "Cecil, it's okay. We're going to take you home. You're home now. It's all right."
I have a gun, right?
Absolutely. All of you do.
I'm going to shoot Lizard Face.
Okay.
Yay!
Mother's got to go.
So give me a, everyone roll their rolls to see if you hit.
Except me.
Okay.
Except for you.
Oh, God damn it. This time is no good. 54 over my 30.
Okay.
Yeah, 46 over my 40.
Okay.
I got a 30 on my 30.
So who are you firing at?
Mother.
Mother, and how much? There's a shock. How much? No Freud there at all. So how much damage did you
do? Okay, and that's a D10. And I do 6 points of damage.
Okay, so yeah, you wing her pretty good. What about you, Saint?
I did not pass.
I forgot. Okay. We get 3 shots.
You do.
Oh.
If you're not aiming, you get to shoot 3 times.
All right.
Oh, yes.
So it's like bam, bam, bam. You just don't get any bonuses or anything if you do that.
Okay. That second one.
Oh, okay.
Like a hit roll for each one.
Right.
The second one hit and the third one did not. So I got 1 shot on Father.
Okay, cool. So do your damage for Father.
And so that's, you said it's 1d10?
Yeah, I believe so.
No, it's 2d6 plus 4. Oh, no, sorry. That's wrong. That's wrong.
That's 1D10. Your rifle.
Sorry.
Oh, dang. I got 1 shot off as well. I was aiming towards Mother. and I just rolled 5 on my d10.
So that's 5 points of damage.
I got one shot at lizard guy, but I only rolled a 1 on my damage.
But I got one shot on the lizard guy, and I rolled a 9 on my
damage. So that's 10. Okay.
And on my second shot, I rolled an 8 for my damage.
All right. And you're hitting mom. Okay. So the mother falls over, blood just gushing out of all these different wounds she's taken. Father has also taken a horrible hit. The men in black have stopped, and they start backing up a little bit. And father goes, look, no reason to shoot. There's no reason.
There's all the reason to shoot. Are you kidding?
We're only trying to help you understand.
That I was like, what, kidnapped, brainwashed? What? What?
You're here for a purpose. Look, there's no reason to shoot. There's no reason to shoot. Let's just all calm down.
No, absolutely not.
Mother is not moving. She got hit hard. She looks like she's dead.
Ooh. And how close to dead is this guy?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I mean, how does he look?
He looks like he's in pain. You hit him pretty hard. He doesn't look like he's doing well. He's kind of doubled over and putting his hand out like, no, let's not continue the firing. And all the other men in black have lowered their weapons.
Any other pathway away from where this is happening?
There's just the pathway upstairs. You guys are near the stairways up.
I'm willing to make a run for the stairways if you
like. Yeah, they don't want us to shoot them.
Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay. They don't seem like they really want to fire on Cecil.
Well, I don't want to use you
as a shield, but you're going to use me as a shield. Like, I get it. In your position, I would do the same. However, I'm in my position, and fuck all y'all.
I did not say she, you know, I was saying I don't want to, but if you want to come with us, that'd be great.
I want Cecil to come with us.
Yeah, so come with us. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Yeah, Cecil can come with us.
Let's Cecil, don't you want to be with your family? Your father says.
Fuck you. I don't know you.
Yes, you know me.
I think I'd remember you.
His face turns into classic middle-class white dad. He says, remember me, sweetheart, now? I'm your father. It's okay. You're in the right place.
You're just a shape-shifting lizard person. I don't fucking know you. Just get the... No, I'm leaving. We're leaving.
All right. So you back up towards the door. You shut the door. Going up?
Yeah.
Going through the engine room. Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess.
The only way out is the fire escape, right?
Well, the fire escape up or the engine room down. Remember, Bacon said
but
either one
works. But I
thought
Bacon said that only mother and father had the codes to leave from the engine room.
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, let's go.
So and we've only... Maybe true. Killed one. Okay. It's just, okay. Bailey's paranoid about being launched into space in a building. It's just not a thing.
Well, it has been about 10 minutes since all of this started happening, so you don't have much time.
Yeah, dash for the roof.
I guess let's just go. Let's go. We didn't grab the codes from mom's dead body.
All right. So you're running up the stairs. You lock the door the best you can. And you get up and the building starts to shake and you hear the door fly open underneath you and you're running and running up all of these stairs and you get up on the top and you see this rickety old fire escape down and the building is now vibrating as it's getting ready to lift off. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you guys all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. My players hate my guts right now.
Yes.
But I have to do what's best for timing. So thank you all so much for playing. I appreciate it. And I hope I threw some curveballs at you. Where can we find all you wonderful people? Let's start with Mac.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mac. I'm having trouble with words right now. If you'd like to find the actual me and not whatever apparent clone things are happening, you can find me online everywhere as @strangelikethat, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham and all the usual places where you do social internet things. You can also find me sometimes playing games on Happy Jack RPG and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at L.A. Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also sometimes play RPGs on Happy Jacks, and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, and, you know, other random places on the internet, so you can catch any new updates on my Twitter.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you can mostly just catch me on Twitter as well. That's at Saint Spider TV, SaintSpiderTV. And yeah, I'm just being a little idiot on there.
aren't we all at this point? And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games, all one word, on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on both Instagram and Twitter, which I'm actually posting on Instagram finally. And if you want to help out the show, give us a review, give us a shout out, join us on Patreon or on Ko-fi. We actually have an Otherworld Seattle minisodes that says what's happening with Zeus right now on his adventures, now that he's been taken away by Michael. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you in a week. Bye.
Bye-bye.